Hello, and welcome to I Watch This As an Adult, the podcast where I review movies from my childhood from an adult perspective. And this week, I will be reviewing 1995's Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, the movie. And subscribe to the show on Patreon, where you can gain access to exclusive content. Alright guys, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, the movie, 1995. Before I get into the review of the movie and what I thought about the movie, there was something I wanted to talk about. I mean, I really don't get into current events very much on this show because, like, this show is supposed to be a retro show. I try to make this show fun, you know, I try to make this show lighthearted. You know, I don't really think I've ever really gotten into anything. And I wouldn't even say this is political. It's still in the realm of pop culture and it's still in the realm of like cartoons and things like that. But it's something political that's happening in the cartoons right now because of the whole stuff with police brutality, you know, all the riots and everything that's going on, Black Lives Matter, and All Lives Matter, and all this other stuff that's going on in the world today, which is why I want to do this show to probably take your mind off. This episode probably won't take your mind off of it because I'm talking about shit, but I really don't talk about current events that much on this show. I really don't. If you listen to my other episodes, I particularly stay on track with the movie. You know, I don't like to go into talking about current events, but there was something that I saw that irked the shit out of me about everything that's going on in the world today. There are, I don't know who's starting this. I had a conversation with my wife about this stuff, and like she was like, "Who's doing this?" She was like, "Is it the Black Lives Matter people doing this, or like what's going on? Is it Hollywood itself?" But voiceover actors, white voiceover actors, are quitting their jobs. Not quitting their jobs, but they're quitting playing roles that are not white. Jenny Slate, who used to be on Saturday Night Live, she does a lot. She does a lot of voices. I think she did some voices on Secret Life of Pets. I think she's the other dog on Secret Life of Pets, the girl dog. She was in Zootopia. She played the sheep in Zootopia. I mean, like, she does a lot of fucking voice work, but like also she was like a cast member on Saturday Night Live for a bit. She does a lot of live action work as well. But she was on this show called Big Mouth, and she voiced a African-American character, or black character, and she quit Big Mouth because she didn't want to play that character anymore because she's not black, which is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Mike Henry from Family Guy is going to quit playing Cleveland Brown because he's a white man playing a black man. Like, I'm not sure if there's anybody else, any other white actor who's playing like a black character that's quitting their job, but just quitting. But I think this is the dumbest shit ever, because if it is Hollywood or Black Hollywood or Black Lives Matter that's doing this stuff, if it's Black Lives Matter, like, we got bigger shit to worry about than who's voicing a fucking cartoon, you know. By the way, if it is Black Lives Matter, like, if it's them, like, we got more important shit to worry about in the community as black people and as a race than to worry about who's voicing a fucking cartoon, you know. Like, it doesn't matter. And if they And if it is them, they should go through the history of voice acting and they would know that black voice actors play white characters too. Phil Lamar, who recently came out about this stuff and was very, very defensive. You know, not very defensive, but like, I support everything you fucking said. He put out a tweet and he was talking about anybody that's talking about voice acting is like, if you want to talk about me, pretty much what he said is keep my name out your fucking mouth. You know, cause, and I agree with him, cause like, he voices plenty of white characters. Most famously now he's the new Aquaman. Most famously he's Samurai Jack, which is an Asian character. So Kevin Michael Richardson, another black voiceover actor, he voiced the Joker at one point on the Batman, the Batman series that came out like in the mid 2000s, I believe. Like he was the Joker on there. He's the Shredder on Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, which is an Asian character. James Avery, who played Uncle Phil on The Fresh Prince, played the Shredder on the original TMNT show. You know, he's a black man playing an Asian man. James Avery also voiced a couple of white characters, I think. Like I said, Kevin Michael Richardson voices a lot of white characters. Cree Summer, she voices a lot of white characters. There's another voice actress that's black, Kimberly Brooks. She voices a lot of white characters. There's another, Kyrie Payton voices a lot of white characters. You know, I don't think they understand what they're doing. It's like, not, you think you're changing Hollywood. You think you're changing Hollywood, but you're not. You're not. Because if you do this, if you're going to have people play the race that they are in real life, you're taking a lot of money out of people's hands. Not only are you stunting white actors' growth and stunting their money and stunting their ability to work, you're stunting black actors' ability to work, because there are not that many fucking black characters on cartoons. There's not. And you're taking money and you're taking these people's careers. You know, it's stupid and I don't get it and I don't agree with it. That's all I'm going to say. I got to take a break. I'll be back with the podcast. See you later. Okay, back to the show. Finally gonna get into the review of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers the movie. I'm doing this review because tomorrow is the 25th anniversary. Can you believe that? The 25th anniversary of when this movie came out is tomorrow. It came out on June 30th, 1995. What can I say about the Power Rangers, man? Like, I was obsessed with the show, man. Like, any kid that was around that time, you know, like any 5 to 10-year-old that saw the show was obsessed with the show, you know? Because, like, it was kind of a thing where, I want to say this show was kind of for kids that were born in like the mid to late 80s. I want to say if you were born from 1984 to about maybe 1983, I don't know, maybe 1983 to about 1987 or 1988, you were obsessed with the fucking Power Rangers. You know, I think like a lot of the, because, like, a lot of the early 80s, late 70s, early 80s kids, like, shit on Power Rangers. They're like, this is what they do. Because every time I hear, like, somebody shit on Power Rangers. I was like, when were you born? And they tell me when they were born. I was like, oh, okay, I see why. You know, so I was like, you didn't get it. It didn't catch you. And that's okay. There's a lot of things that didn't catch me. Like, I got shit on for not liking Avatar The Last Airbender. You know, I was too fucking old, you know, to even fucking get into Avatar The Last Airbender. It missed me, you know, so, and like, and I'm not gonna shit on Avatar The Last Airbender. I was like, that's your thing, you know, that's your thing. I'm gonna let you have your thing, you know, but there's a lot of, like, older people that was like, man, Power Rangers, stupid. Fucking hate the Power Rangers, you know, and I'm not gonna do that to anybody that's younger than me, you know, because like I was, because Avatar The Last Airbender came out when I was, I want to say maybe in high school, I want to say maybe high school, going to college, maybe, I'm not sure. So like it, I was a teenager at the time, and it just fucking missed me, and I wasn't watching Nickelodeon anymore at that time. Like, I think I stopped watching Nickelodeon when I was like 13 years old, you know, so like Nickelodeon wasn't my thing anymore. So I totally missed Avatar The Last Airbender. But that's how I feel about like older kids, like that were born in like the early 80s and late 70s, who grew up in the 80s, the heyday of action cartoons, you know, and how they feel about Power Rangers in the 90s is like it just missed them. Like they got too old and it just missed them, and that's okay. But I think like if you were born between like 1983 to like 1988, you know, like Power Rangers was your shit, man. Like I remember seeing it for the first time, man, and I was like, I'm not gonna lie. I'm like, I don't want to be caught in a lie here, because like when the show first came on, I didn't like it. I didn't like it because I thought that the first couple of episodes were kind of dumb. You know, I thought the first couple of episodes were kind of stupid. I was still a Ninja Turtles fan at the time, you know, and this is, I'll probably get into that later, but I wasn't feeling the Power Rangers. I ain't never seen a live action show like this before. I think there was a live action show before that actually kind of soured me on Power Rangers. It was like some time traveling show, and I forgot the name of it. If you know the name of that, you could like send me a voicemail or something, you know, like let me know if you know the name of that show. But it was kind of like I remember the show. It was like time traveling. It was live action. It was kind of whack, you know, like it was stupid. And so when Power Rangers came on, I was like, oh, this is going to be like that. I don't want to watch this, you know? So, and the thing that got me into Power Rangers was the Green with Evil saga. Like, seeing the Green Ranger for the first time, I was like, that dude looks super cool, you know? And then, like, when he did, like, a fucking, like, Hadouken, you know? And I love Street Fighter. You know, when he did a Hadouken, I was like, oh, wow, that's cool. And then I was like, oh wow, they got giant robots and they do karate. So like I was hooked from then on then, because I love all that shit. But anyway, get to the movie. My memories of hearing about the making a movie was, it was my aunt took me to go see The Pagemaster with Macaulay Culkin. If anybody remembers that movie, that's most likely a movie I will do in the future also, is The Pagemaster. Gotta talk about it. But it was The Pagemaster with Macaulay Culkin, and the only reason I wanted to see The Pagemaster with Macaulay Culkin is because I think they were giving out Power Ranger posters. They were giving out Power Ranger movie posters. And that's why I was like, oh, they're making a Power Rangers movie? And my aunt took me to go see The Pagemaster. And I think they were saving posters until after the movie. Like, you couldn't get a poster until after the movie. And they even had, like, a teaser trailer for the Power Rangers movie. They just showed the helmets. I remember plain as day. I had to be about maybe 8 years old. Eight or nine. And they showed the teaser, and it was just the helmets. Like, it was like all the helmets. And I was like, oh my god, it's true, they're making a Power Rangers movie, oh my god. You know, I was like if I could orgasm at 8 years old, I would, you know. Like, it was like, oh god, oh. But yeah, and then after the movie was whack. I didn't like the Pagemaster. I'm gonna be honest with you. I thought that movie was fucking whack. The movie about books, you know, gives a shit. But after the movie, I think my aunt was trying to ask me about the movie. She was like, what did you think of the movie? I was like, eh, it's alright. Let me get that Power Ranger poster. You know, and it gave out the Power Ranger poster. And I remember on the drive home, when she was dropping me off at home, I stared at that Power Rangers movie poster the whole ride. The whole ride, just thinking about, what's the movie gonna look like? What's it gonna look like? I wanna know who they gonna fight. Oh my god, this is gonna be awesome, you know? And the other thing that came out was the Pagemaster came out on VHS, on videotape, and I begged my parents to buy me the goddamn Pagemaster tape, because on the Pagemaster tape, there was a sneak preview of the Power Rangers movie. I remember that shit, and I bought the Pagemaster just to watch the Power Rangers behind the scene footage. That's all I wanted to see. I didn't even want to watch the fucking movie. I don't think I've even watched the movie. You know, I was like, the Pagemasters, every time I watched the Pagemaster, it was for that behind the scenes footage. Behind the scenes footage was like everything to me at that time. And I watched the behind the scenes footage, and I turned the video off. You know, like, I was like, the Pagemaster was the MacGuffin for the Power Rangers movie. It really was. It was like, I don't think any kid, I wanna know if there's any kid out there that has ever fucking watched the Pagemaster. Like I said, send me a voicemail on Anchor. You can send me a voicemail if you watch the Pagemaster. Let me know, you know, if you like the Pagemaster, let me know, because I don't know a lot of kids that like the Pagemaster, and that's a movie that got lost in the shuffle because of the Power Rangers movie. I was like, poor Macaulay Culkin, no wonder his career went into the shitter. But anyway, I remember thinking about this movie. I was like day and night. I was like, I could not wait to see the Power Rangers movie. It took me a little while to see it. I didn't see it opening day, because of, if you know my parents, we don't go see shit opening day. You know, it was like, wait a little, because my dad was always, wait a little while. When the hype dies down, then we could go see the movie. You know, like, that's the type of person he is. You know, like, wait a little while, and then we'll go see the movie. You know, like, he ain't trying to be in all that crowd. He wasn't about that life. But my dad listens to the podcast. I hope. My dad listens to the podcast. I hope he doesn't take that the wrong way. but yeah, man, I got real upset with my dad about that, actually. I remember, I think, and he remembers. If he listens to this podcast, he knows that I got upset that we didn't go see the Power Rangers movie the first day, and I threw a hissy fit, and dad had to be dad on me, you know. So, you know, I'm sure he remembers this, but I think like a couple weeks later we saw the movie, and I was in awe, bro. Just like, it was like, first of all, like, you could tell that they spent money on this. Like, they put money into this movie, and the movie looks so different from the TV show. It looks so different. Like, you could tell it was shot different. It didn't look like a fucking Polaroid picture like the fucking show does, you know. I'm like, I've always thought about the show always looked like a moving Polaroid picture, you know, because like, it's like they're shooting outside, because they're shooting in California, it's always fucking sunny, and like the sun is glaring off the camera, you know how old Polaroid pictures look, but like there's a little bit of a glare, you know. That's how I always thought the TV show looked. But it looks so different. It was clear, it was crisp, you know. It was, oh my god. The suits, like, they put a lot of money in the suits. It, like, the suits look like they were made out of like tactical body armor, you know. I always thought that was cool, because I remember seeing the poster, the second poster for it for the first time. I was like, wow, I'm like, their suits look different, their suits look way different. The helmets kind of, they did some type of, they did some type of, like, touches on the, I'm just gonna say anything, touches on the helmet. You could tell that the helmets look a little different, but not as much. You know, they didn't go all out, which I'm happy about. Fun fact about the helmet was the studio, Jason David Franks told this story, and I also watched a documentary about the Power Rangers movie like not too long ago, researching for this movie. I think I watched it like over the weekend, and I don't know if it was Jason David Frank, because I know Jason David Frank told this story like years ago, I think maybe like 10 years ago. Jason David Frank is the guy that played Tommy the White Ranger. He told this story at like a Comic-Con panel. I think he said that the studio, I'm not sure if it was the studio, the director said it was him on the documentary. What was I saying? Oh yeah. I'm not sure if it was the studio or the director. Like, Jason David Frank said it was the studio. The director, Brian Spicer, said it was him. But they wanted to take the helmets off of the Power Rangers. Like, they wanted the Power Rangers with, like, not all the way, but, like, they wanted the Power Rangers with, like, half helmets. There's actually a picture of it, and it looks fucking ridiculous. It looks so ridiculous. Just look up Power Ranger movie helmets, thing in Google, and, like, you'll see it, like, because, like, they take the visors out of the helmets. You could say, like, Power Rangers helmets, no visor. They take the visors out of the helmets, and they take the mouth plates out of the helmets. So you got the Power Rangers actors standing there with the helmets on without the visors or the fucking mouth plates, and it looks so fucking dumb. It looks dumb because this is the way movies are, because like, it's all about FaceTime in movies, even in superhero movies, you know. Like, there's not a lot of Batman movies, there's not a lot of Batman. You get a lot of whoever plays Batman. Even in the Marvel movies, you don't get a lot of the superhero. You get a lot of the guy or girl who's playing the superhero. It's all about face, you know. And the Power Rangers are the epitome of no face, because the show is built off not showing faces, you know. You're like, because this is adapted from a Japanese show, you know. So they have to use a lot of no face characters, and luckily the Power Rangers are no face characters. So taking this shows that the motherfuckers at Fox or the director or anybody didn't watch the fucking show, because taking the helmets of the faceplates off the Power Rangers is like not having water to drink, you know, or whatever, air to breathe, you know, like that's their bread and butter. Like, you know, you don't take the helmets off the Power Rangers. You just don't do it. You don't take their fucking visors off. You know, it's just that, because, like, they're not the actors. Even the stunt coordinator tried to tell the director that, because, like, the stunt coordinator, Jeff Pruitt, who stunt coordinates for the TV show, and I think he stunt coordinated for the movie, he told the director, like, this is not what the Power Rangers are about. He was like, they need their faces covered. Like, that's what the kids know, you know? Like, the kids... But, like, it was like, I want everybody, mostly the parents, but the parents don't give a shit. You know, like, it was like, what parent gave a shit about the Power Rangers, really? You know, I was like, my parents took me to go see the movie. My mom fell asleep, and my dad was like, what the fuck is this? You know, so don't give a shit about the fucking Power Rangers. You know, but I'm sorry, but that was funny. But he was telling him that the Power Rangers need their face plates. They need the fucking visors and the mouthpieces. And like I think the director was like, nobody's gonna know who they are. Like I said, it was for the parents to know who they are, but the parents don't give a shit. It's not for them. It's for the kids, and the kids know who the Power Rangers fucking are already. You don't have to establish who the Power Rangers are. There's fucking 70 episodes, I think, at this time. It's like 70 episodes to establish who the fuck the Power Rangers are. You know, you don't need any of this shit that they were gonna do over 20th Century Fox. And like, I think he said he tried to have them do the poses and the stunts, and the stunt coordinator had told him, he's like, they don't do that. They don't do that in the suits. Like, they do it outside the suits. Like, they, like, all the fight scenes that they do outside the suits, yeah, that's them. But, you know, but inside the suit, that's not the actors. You're like, those are stunt people. And he was like, they don't know how to do this shit. You know, like, the really hard stunts, like, the actors don't do that. And he was like, okay, and finally got talked into putting the visors back on, you know. But anyway, the suits are cool. But like, it was like one thing I remember saying before the movie came out. I remember saying, because I think I talked about this already at the beginning when I was looking at the movie poster. I was like, oh my god, I was like, what's it gonna look like? Is it gonna look like the TV show? That's what I thought. I was like, I hope it's not just the TV show on the big screen, you know, because I could just go watch the TV show for that shit, you know. You know, I could just watch the TV show if I wanted to see that. But man, it was like, it was big, it was grandiose, man. Like I said, they spent a lot of money on this goddamn movie. A lot of money. And like, cause like, what I love about the Power Rangers, even to this day, is like, it's just one big ass spectacle. You know, there's karate and fireworks and explosions, and just, it's colorful, and just a whole lot of things going on in the Power Rangers. You know, like, it's a big ass spectacle, and I love it. You know, even like the plot of the movie, let's get into the plot of the movie. The plot of the movie was very fantastical, you know. They went to another planet. They've done that on the TV show, I think, too. But, you know, like, but like, it was a big deal. They're like, oh my god, they're going to another planet, you know, and they're fighting like bone dinosaurs and shit. And, you know, like, it was very fantastic. They fight a new villain named Ivan Ooze, you know, which. I remember kind of being upset that Rita and Zed weren't more involved, but I think they didn't want to kill Rita and Zed off in the movie, because, like, what are they going to do in the fucking TV show? You know, that was another thing. I was like, I hope they don't kill Lord Zed. I hope they don't kill Rita, because, like, You need them for the TV show. They're the two main villains on the TV show. But I was like, I hope they don't kill Goldar too, because that's their main henchman. But they have Ivan Ooze. He's very, very flamboyant. The actor Paul Freeman, he does what he can. He does like the best he could with this character, and it's good. Like he really, really put effort into that character. He didn't phone it in. He did his job, and I commend him for that. You know, because like any other actor could have been like, oh god, I'm doing fucking Power Rangers. Oh my god, I was in Indiana Jones, for God's sakes. Because he was in Indiana Jones. He's like, I was in Indiana Jones, for God's sakes. I'm doing fucking Power Rangers. Ugh, fuck it. You know, but he gave it his all. He gave it his all. Did a great job. I think the two first fight scenes are well done. Like the Unmorph fight scene and the Morph fight scene. Two of the great fight scenes of the movie. Like, there's really only three real fight scenes in this movie, which kind of disappointed me, because like there's the construction site fight scene unmorphed, and then there's the construction site fight scene morphed, and then when they're on the island, they fight the stoned warriors, which is really my favorite part of the movie. I like when they fight the stone warriors. That's a really good scene to me. But that's it. But like I said, it's a movie. So like actors act. Like in action movies, even in the MCU movies, there's not a lot of action. It's talk. Little bit of action. Talk. Little bit of action. And then you got more talk. And then you got the final battle. You know, and that's where most of the fighting happens, in the final battle. In most movies. But I think, here's the thing. I think they kind of crippled the Power Ranger actors, because the Power Ranger actors are not actors. They really aren't. You're like, the actors that play the Power Rangers aren't actors. They're more athletes than actors. Like, they're former martial artists, they're martial artists, they're gymnasts, they're dancers. You know, they're more athletes than martial artists. I mean, they're more athletes than actors, sorry. And I think that's what the TV show got. Like, the TV show knew that acting was not the Power Rangers' strong point. They knew that these actors are more athletes than actors, really. You know, like, that's a thing that kind of kills the characters, you know, because, like, they're more known for the physical than being linguist, you might say. Like, they're not Broadway Shakespeare actors. They're guys that were martial artists, you know, like I said. Like, they're people that were like into athletics. They're more athletes. But the movie didn't do that. I think that kind of killed it a little bit. Killed the actors a little bit by not playing to their strong point. I think this movie is what started the Tommy God complex. I think it kind of started in season 2, but this movie took it overboard with the Tommy God complex, because I think it really stunted the rest of the Rangers' personalities, because all the other Rangers are useless except for Tommy. It really makes that point where like all the rest of the Rangers ain't shit. Tommy is the man. You know, it really drove that home. It didn't even focus a main. I was just watching the movie. A main character that they really undersold was Billy. I think they really undersold Billy, the Blue Ranger, on how smart he is. And, like, you really don't get a lot of his intelligence, like, on the show. He's really smart. He's really intelligent. He's kind of the guy that gets the Rangers out of a lot of pickles. You know, he gets them out of a lot of danger. He's the tech guy. You know, like, if anything happens to one of the Rangers, he knows what to do. You know, like, they really don't focus on that in the movie. They downplay Rocky, which I guess he was downplayed on the show too, you know, but like Rocky, he's not really living up to what a Red Ranger's supposed to be, you know. Any parent that saw that, they're probably like, oh, I thought that guy was supposed to be something, you know, but he's not. But he's the Red Ranger, right? And the Red Ranger's supposed to be a big deal, and like he's in the background for most of the time. You know, like, he's a background character. He does do a split in the movie. The actor Steve Cardenas on the documentary said, like, he did that split in homage to Jean-Claude Van Damme, because that's one of his favorite action stars. You know, so, like, I think he even said he saw Jean-Claude Van Damme, and he said, I did that for you. But, but yeah, that was cool, but... other than that, all the rest of the fucking Rangers are kind of fucking dull, you know? Like, they don't really do shit. They fight, but they don't really do anything. Another thing I hate about this movie, like, Tommy saves Kimberly, like, 3 times in this movie. I'm like, come on, man. Like, Kimberly is so fucking useless in this movie. She is really fucking useless. She's more useless than the other Rangers, you might say, because, like, she keeps having to get saved. And I'm like, you're a Power Ranger, bitch. Fight, you know? Fight for your life. But, yeah, man. Overall, I enjoyed this movie, man. I still do, though. Like, this movie is... it's part of my childhood. It's like... A big part of my childhood. I remember when I got the tape for my birthday, for my 10th birthday, I played that tape to oblivion and ran out the tape. I think I broke the VCR and I think I got in trouble for that. I might have gotten in trouble for that, but yeah, I broke the VCR, I remember. But yeah, man, I still really enjoy this movie. The only things that disappointed me in this movie were the ending battle sucked. You know, I didn't like the Megazord fight. The Megazord looked like shit. You know, like, all that CGI shit looked like shit. Even in 1995, that looked like shit. And in 2020, it looks even more like shit. You know? It was like, oh my god, this shit is terrible. And then when you see the Zord on the TV show, it looks even better, because it was made in Japan, you know. So it's like, you should have just got the fucking the Japanese guys to send over the prop. Really, that's what they should have done. They should have just got the Japanese guys to send over the goddamn prop, the Ninja Megazord prop, and use the Ninja Megazord prop and have like a fucking rubber Ivan Ooze. And that's the only part I wanted, like, the TV show, was the Zord fight. Because Zord fight is fucking important. You know, like, it's one of the best parts of the show. It's one of the things you look forward to. Like, oh, they're about to call the Megazord. But it's disappointing here. Another thing that kind of disappointed me is that the original team was not in the movie. The original 6, Tommy, Jason, Zach, Trini, Kimberly, and Billy, not in the movie. You know, we get, like, the 3 replacements, Rocky, Adam, and Aisha. Before I go forward, underrated hotness of the episode, Aisha Campbell, the Yellow Ranger. Had a huge crush on her growing up. She was a hottie to me. Underrated hotness right there. I was never a Kimberly guy. I was always an Aisha guy. God, she's a fucking hottie. I actually follow Karen Ashley on the actors that play Aisha on Instagram. So, I don't know. Maybe I'll give her a shout out. Who knows? But but anyway, yeah, man, that's another thing that kind of bummed me out too, is that the original team was not in the film. I wish they would have done this movie a little bit earlier. You know, I know, like, the show had only been around for, like, fucking a year and a half, but, it, like, it's kind of weird to think that the original six only lasted, like, a year and a half. It's kind of odd to think about it, because I actually watched Power Rangers with my daughter. My daughter fucking loves Power Rangers. Like, she's become a Power Rangers fanatic now, too. But I watched, like, the old show with her, and we've been watching the show, and it was like a shocker to me that I'm like, wow, the original six didn't last very long. As a kid, I thought they lasted like at least like 2-3 years, but they didn't. But yeah, man, they were gone by the middle of 94, really. Like, they were gone by like the middle of 1994, like when the second half of the season two started. They were gone by the second half. They only did, I want to say they only did like maybe 20 episodes. They only did 20 episodes, I want to say. They didn't do that many episodes. Maybe even less than that, I want to say, of the second season. But like, that was the thing, man. I wanted to see Jason, Zach, and Trini in this movie. I think Jason would have represented the Red Ranger well, you know, other than Rocky. I was watching this movie. I was like, I think Rocky is the fucking worst Red Ranger ever, you know, because he didn't do shit. He really didn't do shit. And no knock to Steve Cardenas, man, because I don't want him to come and kill me, because that motherfucker really knows martial arts, but, you know, and he's really good at it. I've seen video of him, but he didn't really do shit. That was it. But yeah, man, I think they did this movie too late, because the movie didn't really do well. I think it came in at number 4 the first week. Like, Batman Forever came in at number 1, and think like it was like Apollo 13 and something else in the middle of Apollo 13. I think it was probably Clueless. I probably have to go back and check that again. I don't remember. I know Batman Forever. It was Batman Forever, Clueless, Apollo 13, and then Power Rangers. Like, Power Rangers did not really fare well at the box office. Like I said, like, I think they capitalized on it. I think they capitalized on the fad. Like, I hate to call it a fad, but it was a fad. You know, like, I was like, the Power Rangers was a year and a half fad. It's weird to me that the Power Rangers didn't last that long, because I remember, I remember going to see the movie during the summer, and then I was like excited. I was like, I can't wait to go back to school so I could tell everybody I saw the Power Rangers movie, and everybody could talk about, hey, we saw the Power Rangers movie, let's talk about it and what you think about it. And I was like excited. I went back to school. I was starting fifth grade. And I talked to my friend. I talked to my friend Bryce. I was in a class with my friend Bryce. Me and Bryce met, I think, like the year or 2 years before that. I think we met in third grade. We never had a class together, but finally we were in the same class together. I knew he liked Power Rangers, so I was talking to my friend Bryce, and I was like, Bryce, did you see the Power Rangers movie? And he was like, Power Rangers movie? He was like, I don't watch that anymore. I was like, what? He was like, nah, I ain't gonna see no Power Rangers movie. And I'm into football now. I was like, football? And I was like, so the Power Rangers are lame now? When did this happen? You know? I was like, the Power Rangers was a blank and you miss it thing. It was like, it was there and then it was gone. Like, you blink and you fucking miss it. It's like every kid I ever knew, or every one of my friends, there was like, we don't fuck with the Power Rangers no more. There was like, it's all about football and it's all about wrestling. Like, it's all about fucking Deion Sanders, you know, and Shawn Michaels, you know, in wrestling. It was like, that's what it's about. He was like, we don't fucking watch the Power Rangers anymore. every kid tried to do Sweet Chin Music on me, which is fucking terrifying. But you know what I remember. But when I was little. But yeah, man, it was like, it was blink and you miss it, man. It was like you missed the train if you got on in 95. You know, like you were late. And I kinda stuck with it for a good maybe 6 years. You know, like I stuck with it till like about like Power Rangers in Space. Because like Power Rangers was like everything I loved in like media, you know, like I love Godzilla movies. This reminded me of a big ass Godzilla movie. It had karate in it. I love karate, and it had fucking big ass robots, and I love fucking big ass robots. You know, like it was everything that I loved. And like, and I stuck around till about like Power Rangers in Space, which I want to say was like when I was in like 7th grade. And then by 8th grade, I was enamored with this other thing with a P, you know, like that girls have, you know. So after that, I was like, fuck the Power Rangers, I want that, you know. So like I was out of the Power Ranger loop for a good while, you know. I don't think I got, weirdly, I don't think I got back into Power Rangers till college. You know, I was watching Power Rangers SPD. Like, that was like the season where like they were like fucking cops or some shit. But like, and I really liked that. And it's a Power Rangers SPD story is so good. And I was shocked by that. I was like, I was in Power Rangers. I'm like, wow, they're actually acting. I was like, the acting is really good. And the storyline is really good. I was like, if you off the loop of Power Rangers, and I don't know, like maybe you want to get back into it or something like that, Power Rangers SPD is a perfect place to start. Because like, I was like, this show shouldn't be this good. Oh, you know, I really was like that. The acting on this show shouldn't be this good. I'm like, they're actually fucking trying. You know. But yeah, Power Rangers SPD is a perfect place to start. Then hop off on the next season, Mystic Force, because that season's fucking lame. But anyway, but yeah, man, I was like, dude. But yeah, Power Rangers is like this weird fucking anomaly, bro. Because it was like blank and you missed it. Because Power Rangers has been around for almost 30 years. Like, they've never been canceled, they've never been taken off the air, or anything. Like, the show has ran, like, consistently for almost 30 years, and, like, they take whatever Japanese show from Japan, and they take it and make it Power Rangers, you know, like, that's been the formula for 30 years, for almost 30 years now. Like, that's what they've been doing. They're like, oh, the new show is out in Japan. Let's take them. Like, we're gonna take the new show, turn that into Power Rangers. That's been what they've been doing for the last 30 years. The past like 30 years. But the thing about Power Rangers is, like, it's been doing this. It's never been, like, the only thing that happened was, like, it changed networks. It was on Fox Kids for a long time. And then it was on ABC for a good while. And now it's on Nickelodeon. It's been on Nickelodeon for a good 10 years now. So, yeah, that's the only thing that's changed is, like, the network it's been on. Like, that's the only thing. But the show has been consistent for almost 30 years. But the anomaly about it is it's not popular. That's the anomaly about it. It's not popular. Like I don't even see kids talk about Power Rangers, bro. Like, I don't see, like, these young kids today talk about Power Rangers. I don't see them wearing Power Ranger shit, you know. Like I don't see them, like, dressing up like Power Rangers for Halloween, you know. Like, and I was just like, I don't see them buying Power Ranger toys. Like, Power Ranger toy shelf be full like a motherfucker, you know. Like, every time I go in the toy aisle with my daughter or whatever, like, I go in the toy aisle with my daughter, and, like, Power Ranger toy aisle fuller than a motherfucker. Ain't nobody buying that shit, you know. But it manages to to stay on. And I don't get it. Like, I don't get how that happens. You know, like, Hasbro just bought it. Like, Hasbro just bought Power Rangers. Like, they did G.I. Joe and Transformers and I think Barbie. No, Mattel is Barbie. But, like, they did, like, I think they did He-Man. Like, did they do He-Man? No, they didn't do He-Man. I think that was Mattel, too. But, they did a lot of shit that's popular. And Hasbro bought the Power Rangers. And still, like, I don't see any change. I don't see any change in the popularity. I mean, like, they tried to have the 2017 movie. They tried to make it all gritty, rough, and raw, which is not the Power Rangers. Like, I think they kind of strayed away from the meaning of what the Power Rangers are with that. You know, because, like, the Power Rangers are not the real, they're not, like, the reluctant heroes. They're not, like, the guys, they're not the people that you got to force into being a Power Ranger. You know, like, they're, even in the first episode, they were kind of reluctant, but in the first episode, like, they, when they morphed, they just leaped right into it, and they took the vow of being a Power Ranger right away. You know, it's like, they're not the teenage angst kids, they're really happy kids, actually, you know, and they're really noble, they're really brave kids. And I think that that's 2017 movie, it's a good movie, not a Power Rangers movie, but like I said, like, I think that 2017 movie really strayed away from that. And that's one thing I didn't like about that movie, that strayed away from the core values of being a Power Ranger. That's what I didn't like about it. But yeah, man, they tried to do that. It didn't work, obviously, making teenage angst, lesbian, autistic, gritty, raw Power Rangers. Like, because, like, one of the Rangers was autistic and one of them was a lesbian, and one of them lived in, like, a, one of them was on house arrest, and it was, you know, I think they made the Pink Ranger a whore. It was weird. But you know, so, but yeah, man, I was like, it didn't work, obviously, because real Power Ranger fans were like, that's not my Power Rangers. And other people that didn't watch Power Rangers was like, I'm not gonna go see that because it's Power Rangers, you know. So, but yeah, man, it was like, the Power Rangers is a weird, it's a weird fucking, like, just anomaly to me. Because even like, because like, it's not cool to be a Power Rangers fan. It really isn't. Cause it's like, it's cool to be a Ninja Turtles fan. You know, the Ninja Turtles are more popular than ever now. But being the Power Rangers, like, it was just 1993 and the middle of 1994, and that was it. You know, like, that was their window of popularity. And that was it. But yeah, man. But there's also I think a way to kind of make it popular is there's this comic book. There's a Power Rangers comic book out now, which is really good also. And I like what they do in that comic book because, like, they don't stray away from the core values of the Power Rangers, yet they kind of make it adult. They kind of go a little bit, people die in this book. Like, people die in the Power Ranger comic book, like, violently. But they don't stray away from what the core value of the Power Rangers. Like, they're noble, they're brave, they're good kids. You know, they just want to protect the Earth. They go further into the lore. Like, they talk about the Power Rangers that came before them. Like, one of the Power Rangers that came before them is the FBI agent, and she helps the Power Rangers now. Like, so, like, the Power Rangers are working with the FBI now, and you know, they're working with, like, Central Intelligence and shit. And I like that. But, like, there was a storyline that they did recently called Shattered Grid, where there was a evil version of Tommy. Like, the evil version of Tommy, I guess it, like, split, because, like, they got good Tommy and they got evil Tommy. And evil Tommy found the white power coin and mixed it with the green power coin, and he had Saba and all this stuff, and now he's this evil character named Lord Draken. And he goes through the morphing grid, which is what they call it, like every Power Ranger is hooked up to the morphing grid. And like he goes through the morphing grid and kills all the Power Rangers. He even kills Good Tommy. You know, like he kills Good Tommy, stabs him in the fucking chest with Saba. So like Tommy's dead. And like it, like whatever Rangers are left, they go and fight Lord Draken, because Draken is trying to have the morphing grid to himself. But like they go and fight Lord Draken, every Power Ranger that's left, every team that's left from the past 30 years, they go and fight Lord Draken. And it's really cool, it's really good, it's really cinematic, even in comic book form. You know, it's really cinematic. It's kind of, it's very Avengers Endgame. Let's just say that. It's very Avengers Endgame. And recently, a couple years ago, they did like a trailer for Shattered Grid. They even got Jason David Frank back as Tommy, who played like as Tommy as Lord Draken, let's say. And he did that trailer. And it kind of piqued people's interest, because there was a lot of reaction videos on YouTube, and there was a lot of piqued interest about that, because people thought it was going to be a movie. They're like, oh wow. They're like, oh wow, I can't wait to see this. They actually got people's interest in Power Rangers again with that Shattered Grid trailer, just to find out that it's a fucking comic book. And people were like, oh, it's a comic book, oh well, you know, like. And it's just like, and they dropped everybody's interest in Power Rangers. But, and I was like, dude, Hasbro should capitalize on that. Like, they should do Shattered Grid as a movie, as an Avengers Endgame style movie. It could do it as a movie series. It could be a two-parter, it could be a three-parter. Like, that's what they should be doing with Power Rangers right now. They should be doing things like Shattered Grid, and if they want to make a Power Rangers movie. I was like, that's the perfect thing to do. That is the perfect thing to do. You know, because you get older fans back who had interest in it, and you get younger fans back. They was like, oh wow, this looks like some Marvel Cinematic Universe shit. You know, like, it's the best way to do it, I think, if they want to do it. But at this point, they're not popular. But like I said, let me give you my score. I really enjoyed this movie. Like I said, I really enjoyed this movie. It's just big, stupid fun to me. Big, stupid ass fun. I gave it a 4 out of 5. Join me next week when I will be reviewing A Hidden Gem, a movie that a lot of people don't talk about anymore. I will be reviewing Richie Rich, starring Macaulay Culkin. Peace.